first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Gilda Zellon admits she has a C-spot.
There are people who have G-spots, some have XYZ spots, but I have a C-spot. The C is short for cushy. I don't know if that is a word, but it is my word. In my family room, there is a couch that has a huge welcoming arm. Against this arm, I have propped beige, brown, orange pillows in strategic places. They are so soft and welcoming, they could be compared to a mother's breast. The pillows rest on a soft brown velvety material that is the back of the couch, and this holds them in place as would a chest on a human form. When needed, sometimes once or twice a day, I fall into this nurturing C-spot. Above me within easy reach is a lamp to read by. Alongside is a table just large enough to hold my notebook, pen, glasses, TV remote, and a cup for chai. If I can nestle into this spot by 4:30 in the afternoon, I have an extraordinary view of birds coming to feed on their evening meal, squirrels skittishly skirmishing around for their hidden dinner, and at various time of the year, butterflies floating through the garden. This is the spot where Garfield the cat waits patiently for me, ready at all times to provide either companionship or needed hugging. This is my nest, my comfort zone, my C-spot, where I write and absorb all the goodness of life around me.
Gilda Zellon is a Santa Cruz resident. She's a writer and a published author. This piece was originally produced by Mead Fisher. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.